Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer, and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you a Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for pizza without the dough.
Impossible,
no
I
money.
Say.
There's no money with this.
It's free pizza. You gotta love that.
Now, this is actually pizza that you're making with...
The crust is the best part.
I know, but here's
how do you avoid a crust?
Instead of using regular dough, you use lavash bread.
What is lavash bread?
Well, it's typically a staple in Iran and a lot of Armenia.
Iranian pizza?
Yeah, what it is, it's kind of like a flatbread, and it comes in sheets. And what you do is you can get it at Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's has, they sell lavash bread in like 9 by 12 inch sheets. And
it's like wallpaper?
Yeah, exactly.
Unroll a piece?
It's a big sheet, and they come like 12 in a packet, and they're really tasty. And the thing that's great is when you heat these things up, they become crunchy.
It's unleavened?
Yes.
It's matzah.
It's So what you do is you take the lavash bread and you take... And the thing with this, too, is because it gets a little crunchy, you got to really... When you put your toppings on it, you really got to be real careful that you just don't put the whole glop in the middle.
Don't overdo it.
Well, you want to sprinkle it around.
Yeah.
And this, for me, this is the Dr. Fitness pizza, so it's only mozzarella. You can use other cheeses, but don't serve it to me. I won't eat it, especially if you throw a little bit of Parmesan on there. You want to take some slices of some plum tomatoes, get some sliced red onions, and a little bit of, you can throw a little bit of fresh basil on there as well, and some salt and some, and some ground pepper. And what you want to do is, before you actually put the stuff on it, take some olive oil and baste it on the bread and put that on there.
Right, I always do that. That's a good tip.
That's a good thing.
I use a spritzer and spritz olive oil on it.
I actually use a brush.
Well, you're
I go to Sherwin-Williams and use an entire brush and brush the entire thing.
Not an airbrush?
No, and not a sprayer. I don't use one of those air guns. And then what you can do is put this in the oven, about 375 degrees, and put it on a baking sheet and cook it for about 15, 20 minutes. And then until you want to see the lavash get crispy and dark brown on the edges. And then take it out, allow it to cool a little bit. And let me tell you something. And you can cut it with one of those cutting wheels if you want to make sure
pizza
you don't.
Pizza cutter.
Yeah, pizza cutter. And they're really, really good. One serving, about half a lavash bread is about one serving. And they're really good. They're excellent, tasty, and you'll love it. Try it.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.